AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
No.
Me neither.
You know what I also don't
say? Somebody just said that to me.
I also don't say, you know it. Never say that either.
What about for show?
No.
Who just said you betcha to you?
Sales guy?
Somebody.
Stop the show. We got to find out. Sorry, Ronnie.
They talked to you?
Somebody talked to you? Somebody actually approached you?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay.
Like earlier in the day.
I thought you just went back to the vending machines.
No, Don
just went to the vending machines and bought, you know he's a child of the 80s, because he just bought the most 80s cookie in a giant cookie in a plastic bag. You remember the grandma's cookies that used to be in the big ass? Is that old Otis Spunkmeyer.
Chocolate chip. Not bad. Fresh.
So we thought you went back to the...
No. Somebody said it earlier in the day, and I was just thinking about it. Sorry.
Somebody dropped the you betcha?
Yeah.
Was it a famous person?
No.
Okay. All right.
Like a Wisconsin person though. Saying, you betcha.
Yeah. Was it somebody from Wisconsin or Minnesota?
I don't believe so.
All right. North Dakota? You betcha?
So what are you saying? Only people from Wisconsin and Minnesota say you betcha?
I think it's more prevalent, like only people from Oakland say hella. It's more prevalent.
Don't tell Trent McClain that.
Trent says hella?
Yeah.
Well, he knows it has its roots in the Bay Area.
He does listen to quite a bit of rap music, so that could have something to do with it.
Bay Area hyphy rap, like E-40?
Maybe.
All right. You can start the show again. I'm sorry, Ronnie, but I wanted to get to the bottom of that. If there was somebody in this building that said, you betcha to Don, we're going to flush it out right here and now.
I'll see if I can't get one when I go back out to turn another commercial.
Well, I don't think you're going to get one. It's kind of a hard thing to go fishing for.
I did a roll call in my mind, like, what salesperson would say that?
Yeah, Don? We couldn't figure it out because it didn't happen today.
I was doing a roll call in my mind.
Oh, we were just going to go in there and be like, which one of you bastards had the audacity to talk to McClain? Dreams have only the pigmentation of fact. Pop it, everybody. It's a We Just Won't Be Defeated Wednesday. What am I going to do with this guy Wednesday? Wednesday, basically. On the Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports, we have a whole show today. All 4 hours with the Snake Killer. And by the way, he's tweeted...
Can I chime in with an idea real quick?
At Wear It Snake, there is a tweet of Don McClain holding on to a skateboard deck that Henrik's cousin made. Henrik and his cousin Carlo, they were in here last hour, and we also talked a lot of trade talk with Don McClain, and we tried to take a call, which ended up being regrettable. Right. But yes, Don, what is your suggestion?
You know, when I come in here on the one-offs during football when you and Matt are gone, it's like whatever. But then when I come
in here in the summer, we give full effort.
And I rip off like 5 days in a row or something like that. Is there any way that George Lee could get us a sponsorship deal with a headphone company? Because like these headphones are officially now not working at all.
All right.
They go in and out the entire 3 or 4 hours. And I'm like, whatever, it's no big deal.
Well, you should say something, Don, because to Tim Cates. You'd have to just say it on the air.
Tim knows.
Well, are those better?
No, these don't work either.
Okay. Well, we got a problem. So we got to find some better headphones for Don McClain. First and foremost, some better headphones
these
for Don.
These don't work either.
You know what? And I said,
we need a sponsorship deal with a headphone.
Here's the worst part, Don. I said right before we went to break, and I wasn't even trying to go to break, but Ronnie just went to break. I said right before we went to break, we're going to have a more organized second hour. we are going to be on top of this. Because this is kind of what happens. And you know what? This happens with Matt, too. So when I want to hear this, oh, it's because Matt's gone. This happens with Matt, too. Whenever we have a show after a summer tour event, like we have to come back and do a normal show. Cates, you know what I'm talking about.
These headphones don't work.
Oh, shut up.
They don't.
All right. Well, right. What about the ones you're wearing right now? Do those work?
Mine work now.
All right. Can you just vouch for me?
Yeah.
Whenever we have a show after a summer tour event, when the summer tour event's not on a Friday, and we have to come back to work in the studio after the summer tour event,
yeah,
we're a little loose.
Well, it's like taking a final and have to come back to class the next
exactly
day.
Exactly right.
It's like,
exactly.
Let's sign yearbooks, but that's about it.
I said before we were going to break, we're going to be way more organized than the next hour. And how organized are we?
Not much.
No, we suck. Dawn's headphones don't work.
Listen,
now, your headphones don't work.
When you
Ronnie's not listening.
When you hit me on all this trade talk right out of the chute,
I
get loose.
That's the story.
The rest of the 3 hours is grab ass from here on out.
Right out of the chute, I hit you with laser engraving on skateboard decks and Henrik from Barbecues Galore.
Okay.
So
after that.
Maybe you only heard half of the trade talk. I said they were going to give up number 4, Kuzma, Ingram, and Lonzo Ball. I don't think you heard all those names and the number 4.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the trade talk and engaged with the Celtics and engaged with the Lakers.
Trade talk.
All right, Dawn, who's the fourth best shooter in the draft? The fourth best shooter in the draft. Because that's what the Lakers need is. They need a shooter.
The fourth best shooter in the draft?
The fourth best shooter in the draft.
You're going to give me some homework for tonight?
No, let's do the number of the day. I got it.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Chase Utley played 17 years in the major leagues. He spent 13 seasons in Philadelphia, playing for Tony Bruno's favorite, Philadelphia Phillies. And 4 with the Dodgers, where he was beloved by teammates. The Phillies and the New York Mets, as you know, Don, are bitter rivals in the NL East. Heated rivalry. And Chase came to the Dodgers. He was involved in that controversial play in Game 2 of the NLDS with the Mets. Took out Ruben Tejada, second base. Snapped his leg with a slide, breaking up a double play ball. MLB changed the rule for sliding at second. You're aware of all this,
yes,
right? All right. Okay. Last night on Spectrum Sportsnet LA, with the hardest tongue in the business, John Hard Tongue. What is this sound? That's John Hard Tongue's tongue on the desk at Spectrum. Dude's tongue is so hard. Try to make a sound like that with your tongue against wood. You can't do it because you ain't hard tongue. That's right. Thank you, Don. Now we're back on track. That's all I want to do is make fun of some local people. That's all I really want to do. Anyway, Hard Tongue had some questions for Chase Utley, former UCLA Bruin, also known for...
Is he an analyst on the show or a guest?
Yeah, he's kind of like an analyst. I think he's putting his feet in all kinds of different ponds.
He's a part-time analyst.
Part-time kind of working for the Dodgers, sort of consulting.
Because it makes a difference if you're a guest or an analyst.
They're trying to find his way. He's trying to find his way, Don. But he is a known chap ass, as we all know that, and a known UCLA chap ass. I don't know if that relates with anybody around.
Really?
Maybe Cates? Maybe Cates?
No. Me?
No. Well, here's Chase Utley on the rivalry with the Mets after Hard Tongue. Is Hard Tongue in the clip? Oh, you're going to hear how hard that tongue is.
Do you really hate the New York Mets? I do. I do. That's all
perfect
I have to
answer.
Say. Yeah. Took him deep twice after Syndergaard threw behind your head. I love that.
Hard Tongue had to... I mean, he had to really...
Well, why even that question?
He had to figure it out.
Like, do you really hate the Mets?
Well,
I think
he thought Utley was going to be like, no, there are a lot of guys that just go on for 30 seconds so Hard Tongue could figure out the next question he's going to ask with his hard-ass tongue.
Do you really hate the New York Mets? I do. I do.
I mean, that's very McLean.
Compelling TV.
That's
no,
very... That,
no, McLean would be like, that was a stupid-ass question.
Oh, I'm sure that would make Hard Tongue real happy. Have a good time going to break on that.
Do you really hate the New York Mets?
I do.
I do.
I mean, that's like a wedding. I mean, that's like a shotgun wedding. My God, is he in a holler in West Virginia?
You remember he went on New York radio about 2 weeks ago and was asked by a caller, about his Mets situation back in 2015. And then she went on to say how much she didn't like him. And he made some rude comment to her on the radio.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Good for him.
Hey, Utley gets after
it. Oh, he's great. He's the best.
Crazy thing about hard tongue is the way he clicks his hard-ass tongue against his teeth.
Do you really hate the New York Mets?
I don't hear that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you'd just be standing next to hard tongue, and he got his mouth closed, and you're like, man, what is that clicking? And it's just he's rattling that hard-ass tongue.
Do you really hate the New York Mets?
Inside his skull. I do.
No, I take it back. I wouldn't have said that on the air, that's not a great question.
Yeah, nice question, hard tongue, you dumbass. You know what I would have done?
Even worse. I would have just stared at him.
Well, I'll ask you the question right now. We'll
okay, go.
Do you really hate the New York Mets?
Well, that's not compelling radio. It's good TV. Don has got the, there it is, the number of the day, Chase Utley in 17 years, 17 in the major leagues, and that's the best he can come up with? You really hate the New York Mets? I do. Jesus.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
I like this one. This is right up my alley and partially up your alley, P. Word of the day is partially. Airport.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Southern California is home to both the best and worst airports in the United States, according to Fodor's.
Fodor?
Fodor's inaugural travel awards.
Okay. This is their very first travel awards.
Hollywood Burbank Airport is the best in the U.S. Not in California, in the U.S.
Is it still Bob Hope Airport?
Formerly known as Bob Hope Airport.
Now it's just Hollywood Burbank?
Yes.
It ain't in Hollywood.
It took home top honors because of its easy access. Yes. On-time flights. Yes. Hassle-free experience. Yes. Cheap parking. Yes. And proximity to Westlake Village. No, it said downtown. The worst airport in the world is LAX.
Oh, come on. I live right by there.
Exactly. That's why I said partially up your alley. The editors at Fodor said the construction at LAX, especially now ahead of the 2028 Summer Olympics,
it sucks.
Makes it so hard to get in and out of LAX and get from terminal to terminal. Let me tell you something. During basketball season, P, when the 5% of the time I have to go out of LAX versus Burbank, I'm pissed off for the entire trip.
Really?
Well, I've gotten so used to Burbank.
I mean,
95% of my travel now is Burbank. And I was just telling Tim off the air, like when I do a game in Tucson now and I used to look, okay, there's probably direct from LA to Tucson.
Right. You got
to
get on it.
I don't even look anymore.
You just go to Phoenix?
Yeah, I go Burbank, Phoenix, and drive back. That's how much of a discrepancy there is now.
But come on. An OG traveler like you, you know the tricks of the trade. You don't get punked at LAX like all these losers.
I don't get punked, but like even like you don't knowing get punked, the tricks.
I live right by LAX. I got to do it. I live right there. I don't get punked like that. I mean, everybody gets punked every once in a while.
I'm telling
it's
you
LAX.
Right now. I'm telling you
but
right
now. But I don't
get
cucked like people usually get cucked at LAX. People get cucked at LAX because they're stupid.
When was the last time you went to LAX? When was the last time you went?
When I flew to Utah. Remember I went to Sundance?
Oh, okay. It was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's really bad now.
I travel every week.
I know. It's really bad now, though.
Dude.
Really bad.
I'm telling you, Burbank at all costs. At all
at
costs.
At all costs?
At all costs.
That seems a little
and
excessive.
And how about this? I'll tell you this. God bless the Pac-12 Network.
That's the truth.
They allow me to park at the terminal at LAX. So I don't even have to get on a bus or anything, and I still can't stand it.
You can park at the terminal?
For shit.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
it's
worried about
awful.
It.
Still awful.
I don't get cucked you know by
the
LA
move
actually.
You know the move at Terminal 1, don't you? If
oh,
you
yeah.
park at
Come
the
on.
Airport. What is it?
You got to get all the way over right
no,
away.
Oh, no. Well, you got to get over.
Left
but
lane,
once you're
man.
In, no, you go down. So the when you go in, there, it's always full up there.
Oh,
you
departures.
Go to the exit. You go to the exit one floor down like you're leaving. Totally wide open, park right next to the...
Well, I always roll into departures or arrivals. I always go
when
down.
When you park?
Yeah, I park down. Down, down, down. There's nobody down
yeah.
there.
So we're on the same page.
Yeah, and then
we're
I get over
to a different...
and I shoot up the elevator or the escalator.
Yeah.
With my sweatshirt.
No, look, I got LAX down. I mean, you're on vacation at Burbank.
Like, you're right.
It's vacation.
It's a wonderful place, but you know what? Not a very good alcohol selection.
For sure.
There's now. They built a couple new bars. They redid the
Damn
restaurant
it,
in there.
Son of a bitch. Because it used to be where you had to like wait in line with the beer you got from like a freezer, and then they had to
They opened up the one bar, and then down by like gate.
Like there's a guy that'll actually pour me a drink, because that's all I really want.
Yes.
I don't want to sit there and buy some beer that's going to give me indigestion.
Hey, both terminals. A and B, new bars.
First term. But here is a text that I just got. I picked up my friend at LAX today, and the fine help desk guy gave me free candy. Come on, Don.
All right.
Don't get mad. Don't control yourself. It's time for the song of the day.
Take your candy.
This is the song of the day.
Yesayer are a band from Brooklyn, New York, with our song of the day called Om Death. And it's music from the new album titled Erotic Reruns, the fifth full-length studio record for the progressive New York trio. We'll be playing a show at the Terragram Ballroom in downtown L.A. That's coming up in a couple of weeks, in support of their new record. And that would be June the 29th. It's new music from the band Yesayer.
Coming up next, we will have a conversation with Brother Hal, the great Harold Reynolds, who knows all about everything when it comes to baseball. He knows whether or not we should be worried about the Dodger bullpen. He knows what evil lurks in the hearts of San Francisco Giants. Dodgers
Mandy
are on.
Cookies are good.
There's an off day for the Dodgers. The gala tonight with David Vasse. Bruno Mars is playing. We'll have the Dodger gala from 7 to 8 with off-night Dodger talk. Harold Reynolds, season reset for the Dodgers, coming up next with a national baseball voice. Are you telling me that I promoted Harold Reynolds for nothing? Cates, I'm on the edge of glory. I mean, I promised myself back when Ronnie inadvertently went to break in the last hour that we were going to have a more organized second hour.
And no shot.
Started out with a terrible headphone swap, and now Brother Hal is late. I might go BC David Vasse on you, Cates.
What's that?
Just start freaking out if the guest isn't here, and instead of like moving on to another topic,
just wait.
Just screaming and yelling at the producer on air about why Harold Reynolds hasn't called in, and making the producer all squirmy and angry. And then by the time Harold Reynolds does call in, everybody here is so awkward and angry, and the rest of the day is ruined. That's what I used to do. What do you think,
Cates? I think I remember that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That was my full-on style.
Sounds like a healthy work environment.
I used to be like, wait, is he being serious with Dave? And Dave, like, all butthurt and walk out of here.
Yeah, no, I was serious.
Yeah,
and
I figured that out.
And I am. But I'm not going to do it, Cates. I'm not going to do what you think I'm going to do, which is freak out. I'm going to talk basketball with Don McLean, because that's all people really want anyway, right?
You want
Cates?
The ninth best rebounder in this year's draft.
Yeah, who is it? We do have Sweet James Bergener calling up if he calls, right, Cates? Right? Because we can't trust Harold here. I mean, can't trust Harold, can't trust Sweet James. Well, Sweet James will be there in the very next segment, and Kat Whitehill from Fox Soccer will be here in the next hour to tell Don and I about
after my segment off.
After the Bachelorette report. But we are going to talk about, and it's not your segment off. You have to sit here for that. Sorry. That's a non-negotiable. But
Don Martin said.
Bring him in then. He's got to do it.
Tim, go get him.
But Kat Whitehill is going to be here, and she's going to tell us about celebration etiquette when you're blowing out a East Asian team that's never been in the World Cup international stage like that before. They are going to tell us exactly what could.
I'm curious to find out if there's a code in women's
soccer.
That's
what we're trying to figure out. Yeah. What could or couldn't be acceptable in the world of international women's soccer celebration.
But there's never been a 13-0 game in World Cup history, so how do you know how to celebrate?
Well, I saw Rapinoe do a slide and then do a fart.
Yeah, I saw it too.
But it was a fart thing with her knee pit instead of her armpit. Can you make a farting noise with your knee pit?
No.
I can.
You can?
Yeah. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, let's see it.
Hey, Cates, instead, I just want this to be on the record.
Okay.
Instead of talking to Harold Reynolds about Hyunjin Ryu and the Cy Young and starting the All-Star game.
And Seager's hamstring.
And Seager's hammy, which is going to be bad, sadly. I'm going to make a farting noise with the pit of my knee.
You can't do that.
Just like Rapinoe did. Not only can I do it, I can do it by putting my hands behind both legs and doing a frog hop around the room while making fart noises. I can also make a fart noise with my eye socket. Until this moment, when Harold Reynolds didn't call.
You can do what?
Make a fart noise with my hand and eye socket. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
All right, here's the hand and the eye socket, and I'm going to put my face close to the microphone. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cates, are you ready?
Oh, boy, am I.
I just want you to know this is what's happening.
All right.
Okay? Instead of Harold Reynolds on the air, this is what's happening.
Hold on a second. The wheels fell off a long time ago.
Yeah. That's the eye socket. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Rapinoe.
That's gross.
With that product in your hair. Why is it gross? I'm not doing it. I'm just making a farting noise with my eye socket.
My question to that, P, is...
I'm not farting.
When did you stumble upon that and or start practicing that to be able to do it?
As a young man in Greece. Actually, on the same island where Matt is right now, Kefalonia, where we lived on top of an olive oil factory and had no friends. So, as a 5 or 6 year old,
let me see all the different ways I can make fart noises.
I'm going to do the leg in honor of Rapinoe, because this is what she did to celebrate. It's like a farting noise thing they're doing, I guess. Now I'm going to put the mic down to my leg. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is my knee pit farting. And maybe we should get the social media guy in here so I can do some hopping around the room, because that's going to be hard to pick up with the microphones.
Please call, Harold. Please
hold
call.
Hold on. Here we go. Ready, Don?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not as good as I used to be.
I got you.
Yeah. So I can do it. Do you want to see the hopping around the room?
Please call, Harold.
Please.
You want to see it?
All right. Please.
Hey, shut up, Cates. This is what you get. This is what you get when your guest doesn't call.
Dear God.
And you know what? Next segment, we can't make up Harold Reynolds. We got Sweet James, and that's paid. So, sorry. Sorry, Brother Hal. All right, here we go. You better call play-by-play on this like Brian Seaman.
All right. Getting down into a stance.
You hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Hear that?
I'm not sure.
Did you ever know? Like, people did not know that
about
me.
So you've been doing that since you were 5 or 6 years old?
I can make a farting noise with my eye socket, with my hands, with my armpit, and with the pit behind my knee. And with that being said, joining us right now from the MLB Network... is the great Harold Reynolds, who's been a national baseball voice for decades. You can watch him on MLB Tonight, MLB Network, alongside Dan Plesac and Greg Amsinger. Those aren't the guys on this cool commercial where Harold's walking all slow. That's Pedro and Leiter. Do you like that commercial, Harold, with the slow walking?
Oh, yeah, it's a cool commercial. Hey, look, man, I'm sitting out here in Jersey getting ready for the show. I'm going about a half hour, and I got friends from L.A. calling me going, hey, I thought you were on the radio, man. They're dogging you.
Dogging you? We're just waiting for you, Harold. I was entertaining Don McLean.
He was doing fart noises.
I was doing fart noises with different orifices in my body in honor of the USA Women's Soccer Celebration from yesterday. But we're glad you called, and we're glad that we have people in L.A. alerting you to what's popping out here on the West Coast.
How you doing, man?
We're doing fabulous, and we're really happy that you joined us, and we're always really glad to hear from you. We know you're going on soon, so we'll keep it quick with you. But tell us, first and foremost, if you're a Dodger fan and everything's going so great and you're all these games up in the NL West and you look like you're in the driver's seat, but the bullpen, it really is a concern. How much movement do you expect Andrew Friedman to make there as the season goes on? Because, I mean, they've really been struggling. Joe Kelly's really struggling.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Joe Kelly, if you look at the Red Sox, what they did beginning of the year, their whole staff struggled because they didn't throw in spring training. And he's one of the guys who pitched all the way through the World Series, and they rode him hard, but he went to a new team. So he probably would not have thrown this spring very much. So he might be having a little World Series hangover himself. and might need a little bit of a break during the All-Star break or whatnot. Maybe that'll rev him up. But, yeah, they got to fix the pen. I mean, they're way better than I thought they were going to be. I really did not look at the Dodgers coming back playing as great a ball as they are. But Andrew
Friedman,
what do
you think it is?
Yeah, you know, I like their versatility. They're more athletic. Muncy's become actually a defensive player. He makes plays out there now, so that allows him to be able to do some things. They're going to miss Seager. He was just really starting to come on. I hate to see the injury and have him miss as much time as he's going to, because it looked like he was just starting to get into that baseball groove of playing every day and getting a flow back into the game feel. And then to see him go down, I think that's going to hurt their ability to have some versatility. But they're a strong team, and obviously Verdugo has played like most people had hoped, so I think that's a game changer.
That being said, Harold, how hard is it to have this big of a lead with so many games left in the season?
Oh, it's tough because you don't want to get complacent. But I think the Rockies are going to make a little bit of a run at them. The Padres are still hanging around. Not anything that's going to threaten them losing the division, but enough to make them stay on their toes and be competitive. And I think the Dodgers pretty soon will start looking at how do we size up against the clubs we might be playing in the postseason. And I think that's how Andrew will start to shape their bullpen with matchups, looking at what teams it might be coming out of the East or out of the Central, whoever they might play.
Well, it doesn't matter what country you hail from. Everybody knows what a free agency year is, and that's what Hyunjin Ryu is having right now. He is unbelievable pitching really, really well, and kind of shocking people out here in Los Angeles who think about guys like Clayton Kershaw and Walker Buehler first, and then maybe Hyunjin Ryu. How long do you think he can sustain it, and how interesting of a pitcher is this guy to you? He's got some pretty unorthodox styles.
Well, he reminds me a lot of when he first came over from Korea in the rookie year and how well he threw early on. The key has always been health with this guy. He's very deceptive. He's actually a really good athlete. If you watch him field, you watch him run, you watch him hit, just you look at his size and even the jersey number makes you go, who is this? But if you look at him and you dissect him, he's a really good athlete. So if he stays healthy, I don't see him losing many games. I see him continuing to throw the way he is most of the season. He's been that kind of dominant pitcher before. It doesn't surprise me. And if he stays healthy, he'll continue to be really good. I don't know if he goes 22-0 or something crazy like that, but you know, he'll be able to throw the ball quite well.
You know, Harold, generally this year it seems like there's either really good teams or really bad teams in Major League Baseball. Why is that? Is there a reason for that, or it's just one of those years and it's different every year like that?
Well, it is different. I mean, we've had different winners. The teams at the top are competitive, but we got to bring the bottom up a little bit. There's the tough part of the season when you get to July and you have so many teams that are basically out of it. We've got a lot of clubs that have been going through the rebuilding. We've got a lot of clubs that just haven't been competitive for a number of years. So I think that's got to be addressed. I think the style of play that we're playing in baseball has to be addressed a little bit. There's no uniqueness. And I think every club now, all 30 teams are starting to play, you know, with the shift and dissecting numbers, and we're all going to hit home runs and we're all going to blow the ball by people. And the creativity is kind of lost. So I think the clubs that break away, get a little more creative, start to play a more of a complete game, we'll figure out how to distinguish themselves and maybe win. And we'll see. But right now, it's the power against the power, and the power is, it seems like, the teams with the money are the ones that are dominating right now.
The great Harold Reynolds is joining us on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. He's just about to go on the MLB Network and talking. You know what? They talk on the MLB Network, right?
Yeah, we talk some baseball,
talk baseball,
man.
That's right, all the C-Mans.
I can't wait for Pac-12 football, though.
Oh,
you know that.
Yeah, well, the Oregon Ducks with a chance because
what's
of the quarterback.
Going on? Yeah, see, I can't let you go yet. What is going on with your Trojans, man?
Harold, it's ruining the conference. Because if you think about it,
they're dragging us down.
They're terrible.
To the top.
Oregon's still relevant. Washington football has literally never been better. Washington State football has literally never been better. Stanford football has literally never been better.
And Tip's going to turn around at UCLA. Yeah.
Cal's arrow's pointing up. UCLA's arrow's pointing up. You can argue that Arizona State and Arizona's
State.
Arrow are pointing up. What's wrong with the conference? Utah's great. What's wrong with the conference? Us! That's what's wrong. USC's got to face it, Harold. They got to face it.
Well, we need that prominent name nationally because the RPI is so important.
That's right.
And that's why SC's got to step it up a little bit.
Step it up for the Ducks, at least.
Exactly.
Or the Beavs. But, you know, they need it. They need it up there in the Northwest.
The Ducks are ready, though. The Ducks are ready. Justin Herbert and company. All right, I just had to talk a little football with you. I'm good now.
All right. The great Harold Reynolds, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, do you hate the Mets? Did you hear what Chase Utley said about the Mets the other night?
What did he say? I missed that.
They asked him, that he was on the Sportsnet. We'll play you the clip. It's John Hartung asking Chase Utley, and I don't think Chase has figured out how to be a TV analyst yet. Here, listen to this.
Do you really hate the New York Mets? I do. I do.
That's all. That's all he had. Is there anybody out there that you hate that much, Harold, that you couldn't give 30 seconds to the guy on TV for?
No, not really. But I, you know, the beauty of doing this, though, you got to be honest, right? I like that. That's the first step. He's going to be honest.
Yeah, they need three more minutes in that segment.
Hey, you got to remember his history, though. I mean, golly, coming from Philly, and then he had the big slide that hurt Tejada when he was with the Dodgers, and they threw at him, and he's not well liked in New York either. So maybe that's all he needed to say to carry the 3 minutes.
Well,
you know,
it's carried us for a little while today. Thank you so much, Harold. We appreciate you calling it. And sorry about all the hating in L.A. We're not haters out here. Not
my
us.
My man, Doc Newton, listens to every radio person there is out there. He calls me laughing. I'm like, what are you calling me for? I'm waiting for a phone call. They're killing you in L.A. right now. Petra said you were supposed to be on. You didn't call him. You dogged him. I'm like, what?
Well, I was over here making fart sounds with my eye socket for the leading scorer in the history of the Pac-12. Thank you, Harold.
All right, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it.
We're going to have some justice talk in the very
next
segment.
Yeah, we are.
Some people think that was the greatest segment in the history of PMS with the fart noises.
Some people do.
Are wildly impressed.
What,
they really
the text
are.
Also?
People say that was the grabbing of the crown, the grab-ass crown right there. You didn't know that I could do that, did you, Cates? You thought I was – hey, you thought you'd seen all my tricks after all these years.
Thank God for Harold Reynolds.
Yeah. All
Thank
my
you,
when I say inland, you say empire. Inland empire. You thought you saw all my tricks over the year. You didn't know I could make a farting sound with my eye socket, my knee pits, my armpits, and
the
and
eye
my
socket
hands.
One freaked me out a
we
little
have
bit.
A guy that
the
called,
knee one I've seen before, the eye socket one.
We had a guy that called in and said that texted and said he could do it sternum. But I can't. Well, you got to be concave chest, McGee, right?
Yeah.
That guy's got a concave chest. Sometimes in yoga, like my lower back will make a farting noise on the mat, you know, just because like the cupping.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks I farted, but I didn't fart. And then you want to be like, no, that wasn't me. But then it's like, that's worse. Anyway, we'll be right back with Sweet James Bergener. And we have something to ask him, right? Can Kevin Durant sue the Warriors? That would say no. Hoist that rag. Let's crack it, everybody. Welcome back. Don McLean, the snake killer, who tweeted today at Where It Snake.
Sure did. You betcha.
Is here. A big thank you to Harold Reynolds. And I'm glad he called late because I was able to showcase some of my skills. I just posted
people
it.
People are fans.
Yeah, right? I just posted it on Instagram at Petterson Money. The video, and Don's in it.
The eye socket one's weird. I don't mind the jumping around with the knees sound, but the eye socket one's weird.
I can do fart noises with various things. It's all because that Rapino girl did the farting. It looked like she was doing a knee pit fart in one of her celebrations of the many goals that the U.S. women scored. But that's neither here nor there, as the dense beard is with us right now. We're talking about 800-881-2021. A lot of litigiousness in the world these days. And there's only one guy to talk about, the greatest personal injury attorney who's ever lived. You've heard him on this show forever. And he's been associated with this show as Sweet James Bergener. Since I can
order remember. In the court. Order in the court. It's time for justice with Sweet James.
Sweet James is here. What's cracking, Sweet James? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm on Instagram right now watching this. This is, oh my goodness.
James, I have a question for you right out of the chute. If you're jumping up and down making fart noises in at your place of work and you blow out both ACLs, can you sue your employer?
You cannot sue your employer, but what about me if I'm doing it? Compensation benefits.
It's part of my entertainment, though. I was here doing the jump around knee pit farts for Dawn and for social media and for Great Sports Talk's purposes. So, do I have any recourse if I blow out a knee?
Since the Code of Hammurabi so long ago, it is so difficult to sue your employer for physical injuries.
Well,
so,
no. It's not a hemorrhoid thing. It doesn't come out of my... it's on the knee pits, Sweet James. It doesn't have anything to do with my actual ass. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you couldn't sue... workers' comp would be your only recourse.
What's the Code of Hemorrhoida?
It's another lesson one day.
Oh, all right. What if I'm trying to do a farting sound with my eye socket, which you see on Instagram at Petros and Money right now? You can see the video.
Yeah.
What if I'm doing it with my eye socket and I pop out my eye?
Yeah. And my eye pops out. In California, in workers' compensation, is a no-fault system. So, yeah, you could sue your employer.
What about my union?
For how much, Sweet James?
It's pretty regimented in California. An eye is probably worth like $40,000 or something like that. It's not much.
Let's poke your eye out. Let's have your eye pop out.
I don't know if I can get enough leverage. I can't get enough leverage with the air to pop my eye out. It's in there pretty good. And I have deep sunken eyes in the first place. You know, that's a kind of a bad scene. So if I was making fart noises for Don Martin's Empire and I go down, I can sue iHeartMedia?
No, you have workers' compensation.
Comp. Who
it's
do I
work comp?
You sue the work comp people.
That's it.
That's your only recourse.
The workers' compensation insurance company.
So iHeart wouldn't even care if I sued their insurance.
They might be happy that your eyeball popped out.
Speaking of insurance, all right, this is something interesting. Now, I've always been under the impression that players play, and that's what players do. Players want to play. But when you're a player and you're worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in a new deal hanging in the balance, and you may or may not have gotten bad medical advice. We don't really know what happened. But let's just say they told Kevin Durant that he wouldn't hurt his leg any worse if he played, and he goes out there and he ruptures an Achilles. Does he have legal recourse? In real life, does that guy have legal recourse?
No, you know what? It'll be the same thing at workers' compensation. And when I first started years and years ago, I remember being at the workers' compensation board and seeing all sorts of professional athletes' injuries come through the court system. You can do civil stuff. It's you're injured on the job. That is it.
What's interesting about that, James, is when you retire, a lot of guys file work comp claims with injuries that they had or got while they were playing.
Yeah, they call them cumulus trauma claims. I mean, it's just over time. You're going to get injured.
Well, what players do, Sweet James, now, correct me if I'm wrong, is they have what's called a loss of value policy on themselves, where if they're in line for a contract, they have this policy that says, okay, they're going to be worth, let's say, $100 million. You blow out your Achilles, and now you only get $50 million. You get that difference, right?
Right. That is the smartest thing to do, protecting yourself. That's a beautiful thing to do. And that's like driving on the street. Your uninsured motorist coverage. If the guy that hit you doesn't have anything and you don't have anything, guess what? You don't have anything. But if you protect yourself, you're just like those smart athletes that cover yourself. So you get compensated.
Protect yourself by putting Sweet James' number in your pocket. 800-881-2021. 800-881-2021. You write 2020. Who knows? You ever called one of those 976 numbers? When you were a kid, you ever call a 976, the sex line numbers? Very disappointing. I mean, very disappointing.
Why?
It's just like a recording of some girl who's like, kiss me. You're like, that's a recording. That's not a real person.
Dang, I was far too poor to pay for those lines, man. I'm glad that
I made an ill-advised call on New Year's Eve and was called out by my father. Could have been like 1989. All right, real quick question.
Do I like the Mets?
No.
Yeah, will you answer that, Sweet James?
Quick question. This one's interesting. I know somebody died here, but a crane fell over and blew up a UFC person's Dallas apartment, Macy Chison Macy in Dallas on Sunday. Crane was working on the building next door, falls over, blows up her house. Her dog and her were able to get outside. Can you sue the crane company that goes flying into your house?
Yeah, I take that case all day long. Yep. That one. Yeah.
What if a fuselage falls off an airplane and falls on my car or me or like breaks my leg? Can we sue the airplane?
I'm falls calling up off United. Yes. All right. Yeah, we're suing everybody.
Sue everybody. Sweet James Bergener, 800-881-2021. Thank you, Sweet James. We will talk to you and we'll see you very soon and talk to you next week. The great Sweet James Bergener. There is only one personal injury attorney in Southern California as far as we're concerned. And he can be found here and on 881-2021. 800-881-2021. Thank you, Sweet James.
You boys are the best.
See you, man.
See ya.
There he goes. Sweet James Bergener.
Dude's awesome.
If my eye popped out,
you'd have one eye.
First call to the emergency room, St. Joe's right down the street.
Work comp, that's all you got.
Second
but you get 40
call.
G's.
For an eye?
Yeah.
Don't you think it'd be worth more?
Sweet James said 40 G's, dude.
Straight up, like on a menu? We'll be right back with the Bachelorette Report, Dawn. You've made it this far. Come on, yeah. Coming up next.